As she cast her ballot in 2019's election, it looked as if Myanmar's democratic future was assured. 14 months later, Aung San Suu Kyi may well spend the rest of her life in detention. The latest round of sentencing amounts to an extra 4 years, in addition to a previous sentence of 2 years. Two of the cases in which she was found guilty were for the illegal possession of walkie-talkies, a charge that some say is an example of how trumped up the accusations against her are.
Those walkie-talkies belong to the bodyguards provided to her by the Ministry of Home Affairs. And guess who runs the Ministry of Home Affairs? It's a ranking military officer per the 2008 Constitution. So, you know, the military should be actually charging itself with malfeasance and bringing in unlicensed walkie-talkies rather than the person whose house they happen to find them in.
Aung San Suu Kyi and her party, the National League for Democracy, have won every election in Myanmar since 2012 by a substantial margin. If, as the military government has proposed, new elections are held, she would be a very difficult opponent to beat. Although her international reputation was tarnished when she appeared to defend the actions of Myanmar's military for its crackdown against Rohingya Muslims, she remains an icon for democracy at home. But despite her detention for the past 11 months, resistance to the military coup remains strong.
Whether it be Aung San Suu Kyi, or the president of Myanmar, or anyone else of the thousands and thousands who have been arrested and detained and are facing trumped-up charges, enough is enough. This is unacceptable and will not be accepted by the international community.
Age 76, Aung San Suu Kyi has already spent decades of her life in detention. This latest sentence and the outstanding charges she still faces could remove her from the political stage for the foreseeable future. But a new generation of protesters has taken to the streets since the military coup. Their persistence suggests they'll continue the fight for democracy with or without her. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.
Well, W. Stothart is a founder of the Alternative ASEAN Network on Burma. She says Suu Kyi's incarceration will continue to motivate pro-democracy activists to rise up against the military.
There's been a huge amount of domestic outrage, although most people did expect that Aung San Suu Kyi will be sentenced, will be subjected to further jail sentences. But I think what was shocking was that the junta-controlled court actually imposed these sanctions barely 48 hours after Hun Sen's controversial visit. This has made Hun Sen, the chair of ASEAN, and ASEAN itself a laughingstock. We've seen over this whole weekend, and probably all of this week, is the continuing protests. And what people are doing besides banging pots and pans for which they've been arrested is also what we call flash mobs and lightning strikes, where people all over the country have actually gone out on the streets to wave banners. And some places which were being bombed, people were actually having what they call indoor strike, where they actually held up placards and posted selfies of themselves holding protest placards in their homes as they hid from bomb attacks. The struggle will go on. There's been a whole wave of new activism and new young leaders coming up, incredibly brave and incredibly progressive. Let's not forget that in the month of December, we saw a blitz against NLD officials. More than 20 NLD officials were sentenced to lengthy jail terms. So we do need to understand that shutting down the NLD is not the end of the movement. In fact, this movement is stronger than ever.